Hey, what's going on, Brozak? It's your boy Jerry, the TR Expert Washington, and we're recording episode number 10. Yes, we made the double digits. Number 10 of TR Expert Talks here in the basement of General Fitness Company Studio. Representing Bala Kenwood. Anyways, so we're here in episode number 10, and today I want to talk to you about your muscular system. Yeah, we're going a little scientific today, but not too scientific, because I tell you, I don't like it when people go all scientific and start talking about Krebs cycles and macros, and obviously you need to know it a little bit, you know, but for the most part, you know, we're not athletes. We're just trying to be human beings that are functioning and doing the right things. You know, you can find experts and other guidance in other ways, or you can Google that stuff if you really, really are interested. But today we're going to be talking about your muscular system, and we're going to specifically talk about a little bit later on about the mind-body connection and how we relate that to our real-world life lessons. All right, so let's get the show on the road. Episode number 10, the best of both worlds. Lego! So let's get right into it today. We're talking about your muscle systems here on episode number 10. We're going to be talking about your gamma and your alpha system. Now, I know that sounds like it's going to get a little too scientific, but don't worry. I got your back. I know I don't like when people start talking about all these scientific terms and all those other things. You know, I was actually talking to my dietitian the other day, and we were talking about those same things, and I was just looking at her like a deer in the headlights. I had no idea what she was talking about. I had an idea, don't get me wrong, because I had to pass a personal training test to get my certification so I could be a certified personal trainer. But, you know, that's not in my everyday vernacular. It's not my everyday vocabulary. So when we start talking about those things, I can tell you exactly what it means to move your body. But when we start talking about those scientific terms and start getting a little bit into the mathematics, that's not my forte. And I wholeheartedly defer out to the professionals on that one. That is one thing that I believe in. Just on a side note, that's why I started this company, because I don't believe that any one person has all the answers. And there are some people that have some pretty good answers, and they have some specialties, but I don't think any one person has all the answers. So the best bet is to always seek mentors and guidance, as well as coaches, so that you can get to that next level. Nothing comes all from one person. It takes more than two hands to build a legacy. So anyways, let's get into the episode. I went a little bit off there. But anyways, let's talk about that gamma system first. So your gamma system is what controls your structures. It's what's linked to your subconscious, and controls all your involuntary movements. Say, for instance, like we're talking about your blinking or your heart rate or your digestion, all those things that you don't really think about, that's what your gamma system controls. Now, conversely, you have your alpha system, which is controlled by your conscious. This is what you think, and that's what actually is connected to the outside world. Whatever your outside stimuli, whatever the world is doing, or if you say, for instance, if you are looking into a light or you're looking up and a light shines into your eyes, your gamma system, your involuntary system, is going to dilate your pupils so you don't damage your retina. Whereas your alpha system is actually going to consciously move your eyes away from the source of the light so you don't burn your eyes out. As you can see, both of those systems both work together so that you are a fully functioning human being, so to speak. So what I want you to think about is you can't have one without the other. If the gamma system were to take over completely, you'd have this muscle system that didn't really respond to outside stimuli. You'd have a consistent heart rate, and you'd have consistent digestion for the most part. But if you did move, if you had the ability to move, you would move in like a herky-jerky kind of way, because your body would be trying to regulate itself. It'd be so busy regulating itself that it couldn't really respond to the outside world. Whereas as opposed to your alpha system, if your alpha system took over, you wouldn't be able to even be able to get out of bed in the morning, because you'd be so spastic and everything would be so exploratory. Maybe you would be able to get out of bed in the morning. In fact, you wouldn't know where you would end up, because your body moves would be so spastic. So that's the alpha system taking over. So when we want to connect this, when we start connecting this to your real world life lessons, let's think about those two systems and how they work together. They really work together in unison, as I said, if any one of them took over, you'd have some real issues. It's good to adopt a philosophy where you're both conservative and liberal. It's not good to be any one thing, because as I said before, if you're completely one thing, if one system is dysfunctional or is not as powerful as the other system, then you're going to ruin the whole system. The whole muscular system is not going to function properly if one of those is not working correctly. So you have to adopt a philosophy where you're thinking both short-term liberal and long-term conservative. In life, that's where if you're thinking long-term conservative, you're going to be doing things to save your money, you know, maybe investing, doing things to help the future you live a better life. Whereas if you're living more in that alpha or the liberal way, you're going to be seeking more short-term happiness, doing things like taking trips, taking breaks from work, and those things that help you live a happier life right now so that you can do those things, so you can save and invest and all that other good stuff so that you can live a longer life. So I'd like you to consider today that in life there's always a thesis that you can develop based on a problem. There's also an antithesis or an antithesis that counters that thesis. And in between, there's a synthesis that is usually a combination of antithesis and synthesis. And when you combine those two together, that idea will normally solve the problem. In short, working together works. Or better yet, teamwork makes a dream work. So that's what we got for you today. You know, the moral of the story here is just avoid extreme ideology on either side. The point is that you shouldn't be all conservative. You shouldn't be all liberal. In the micro of your life, the best bet is to seek short-term happiness while planning for the long-term. And as it pertains to society, it's a good idea to avoid extreme ideology if you want your system, political, your financial, whatever system we're talking about. You want to have both a liberal and a conservative mindset. All right, so that's what we have for today's episode. I really appreciate you listening. All right, so that's what we have for today's episode. I appreciate you listening. Let's talk soon. Here we are in yet another conclusion to yet another awesome episode. You know, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to this episode in its entirety. I have a great time recording these episodes, and I hope you have a great time listening to them. So today, in fact, I want to reward you for listening to this episode in its entirety with a token of my appreciation. You know, we just started up a boot camp, and it's not too long ago, and I want to offer you the opportunity to get in on the ground floor. I want to offer you the opportunity to start off while everybody is just kind of getting in shape and just learning how the ropes of boot camp. I want to get you out there so you can be part of the founding members of General Fitness Company's boot camp in Bala Cynwyd. Is I'm going to offer you from now, whenever you're listening to this, till June 2nd, $12 of unlimited boot camp. What you're going to do is you're going to go to my website, generalfitnesscompany.com. You're going to click on the schedule and training tab, and that's going to open up a link where you can get into our training. It's going to show you all of our personal training times, all of the classes. On there, you're going to see where boot camp is listed, and you're going to click on it and pay for one boot camp session. From there, that's your registration, and you can attend unlimited boot camps until June 2nd. Bam! You're welcome. Seriously, though, I hope you take advantage of this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I am not able to offer this in the future because I don't have complete control over the pricing on this. So I am able to kind of sneak this under the radar. So I would hope that you take advantage of this right now until June 2nd of 2018, $12 unlimited boot camp. Check out the website, generalfitnesscompany.com, to get more details if you are going to be on it. Get on it. If not, you are not my friend. No, but seriously, go check that out. I appreciate you listening. Share this with your friends. And of course, Bob down the street. And as always, keep good company.